De keus voor een elektronische sound was niet al van tevoren gemaakt. Maar als je luistert naar wat oude dingen van ze, zoals Lover of the Light op het album Babel, dan kon je het al wel een beetje horen. Lover of the Light!
We took some time off after touring Babel.
I don't think we sat down and talked about it, and then it wasn't instantly clear. It just sort of became clear. Even once we were in the album, you know, the studio making the album properly, we still were discussing with James, like, you know, almost daily what the record should sound like. So we got there in the end.
Met twee succesvolle albums op zak en een tevreden platenmaatschappij, wat natuurlijk veel geld verdient, kreeg de band tijd en ruimte om in alle rust aan album nummer 3 te gaan werken. Daarbij werd flink geëxperimenteerd met sounds en instrumenten.
We just tried every different type. Over the course of like 7 or 8 months, we tried everything. We had the space and time to do that. And it's an expensive way of writing, but it was like, I think it feels like we tried everything.
Het hele proces was daardoor heel relaxed en, zoals ze zelf zeggen, fun.
Writing the album was really fun. We spent a couple weeks on together, then a couple weeks off to go and do things separately, and then we sort of flip-flop back and forth, and it was awesome. It was a really cool, fun time to be in the band, and we were all quite excited. We had bought a few new guitars and felt like a proper band being in the studio every day.
Bij album 3 is de band ook gewend geraakt aan het feit dat ze een band zijn. Een succesvolle band. Het succes van de eerste plaat kwam eigenlijk heel onverwacht. En op album nummer 2, Babel, was de band daar nog maar net een heel klein beetje aan gewend. Het zit allemaal in een gevoelens hoor. Het gevoel is nu helemaal weg. De band is volwassen geworden en weet wat ze wil.
It felt like the most intentional we've been as a band. A lot of our career as a band has felt quite accidental, like it's all kind of happened to us. You know, we've obviously like written the songs and gone out on tour and worked really hard, but people's response has been kind of overwhelming, that it's felt a bit accidental or something. But over the last year, it's felt really intentional being in this band. We've been really putting our backs into making it work, and I think as a result, we're getting on better than ever, and I think we're writing better songs.
Op album 3 gaan ze terug naar hun roots, zou je kunnen zeggen. Want hoewel je bij Mumford & Sons ongetwijfeld denkt aan kick, drums en gitaren, toen de heren nog pubers waren, spelend in hun eerste bandjes, speelden ze de instrumenten die nu pas hun opwachting maken in het geluid van de band. Versterkte gitaren, drums.
We had to play these instruments because the instruments we're now playing are really our first instruments. Like, these are what we're playing when we were young teenagers, like drums and guitars and stuff.
Rollende gitaren te horen op de single The Wolf van Wilder Mind.